morning, everybody. Welcome to Laindon Baptist Church annual Remembrance Sunday service. We'll be joining with thousands of people, literally thousands and thousands of people all over the country. Before we start, I'd like to bring a short reading to you from Psalm 111. Great are the works of the Lord. They're pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. O Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you that we can meet before you this morning. In somewhat unusual circumstances, we know. But Lord, we come before you to praise you, to worship you, and to remember all your goodness to us. Lord, we ask you to be with us throughout our service this morning. Help us to gain more and more knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. This great God that we worship, we're going to begin by singing and reminding ourselves that all heavens declare the glory of the risen Lord.
Binion. With proud thanksgiving, a mother for her children, England mourns for her dead across the sea. Flesh of her flesh they were, spirit of her spirit, fallen in the cause of the free. Solemn the grand drums thrill, death august and royal sings sorrow up into immortal spheres. There is music in the midst of desolation, and a glory that shines upon our tears. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. They mingle not with their laughing comrades again. They sit no more at familiar tables of home. They have no lot in our labour of the daytime. they sleep beyond England's foam. But where our desires are and our hopes profound, felt as a wellspring that is hidden from sight, to the innermost heart of their own land they are known, as the stars are known to the night, as the stars that shall be bright when we are dust, moving in marches upon the heavenly plain, as the stars that are starry in the time of our darkness, to the end, they remain.
Our second hymn this morning is, Here is Love, Vast as the Ocean, reminding us that God loves each and every one of us.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life on ransom shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember? Who can cease to sing his praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal day. On the mounts of crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide, through the floodgate of God's mercy, flow the vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kiss the guilty world in love. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kiss the guilty world in love.
We're going to pray together now. In our newsletter, we have a list of people whom we pray for, and the list is changing over the weeks, but we're still praying, and we're still praising God for his answers to prayer. We want to pray for all those who've recently lost loved ones. We think particularly of Helen and the girls, Natalie and Caitlin. You know, they're in difficult situation at the moment. We pray for them and for all of their family. Lord, we ask you to bless Helen and Caitlin and Natalie and the rest of their family. Lord, help them in this very difficult time. Lord, bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name. And for Julie's niece, Rachel, recently diagnosed with cancer. Lord, we pray for a cure. We pray for baby Wolf, for Mary's mother, for Joan Beckett, for Barbara, my brother-in-law, Bob, who has had pneumonia to compound his heart problems. For Maureen St. Andrew, we continue to pray. For Ellen, Roy, and Melanie. For Renee's sister Hazel. For Dion and Dorothea. We bring all of these people before you now, knowing that you are the great physician. You can heal, you can comfort, you can support in all these situations. Lord, we ask you to do that right now. Right across our country, there are many, many people affected by the coronavirus. not just our country, but across the world. And there is a resurgence of the coronavirus, which is causing all sorts of difficulties. Lord, we pray for this situation worldwide, that wherever the coronavirus is striking, Lord, may the measures that are put in place overcome. But Lord, we know that you can overcome. And we ask for you to do that. For our government, as they make decisions around the issue of guidance for COVID, Lord, we pray that you will give them wisdom in their decision making. You will help them to seek your will in what they do. Lord, there are dangerous, poverty-stricken situations around the world, and COVID on top of that is causing everything to become even more difficult. Lord, for all these ongoing tensions around the world, we lay them before you and ask for a peaceful and just solution and a cure for COVID-19. Lord, all these prayers we bring in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
I'm on your side, oh. silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
We're going to sing another hymn, again a favorite of mine, one that reminds me of what Jesus has done for us. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. He came into the world for a specific purpose, the purpose of saving men and women and boys and girls.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
How marvelous, how wonderful,
and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grace, but sweat drops of blood of mine.
Thou marvelous, how wonderful,
and my song shall ever be.
Thou marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
The angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night.
How marvelous, how wonderful,
and my song shall ever be.
How marvelous, how wonderful
is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden of Calvary and suffered and died alone.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall it be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love.
When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
How marvelous, how wonderful,
and my song shall ever be.
How marvelous, how wonderful
is my Savior's love.
Our speaker this morning is the Reverend Nick Lear, who is the area superintendent for southeast Anglia. Lord, we pray that you will bless him as he brings your word this morning. And immediately after Nick has spoken, we will be going into a 2-minute silence. And there will be a suitable notification on the screen of when that is happening.
Good morning. Welcome to our Remembrance Day service. My name is Nick Lear. On this day when we remember the sacrifice that men and women have made for us, let's start by remembering that we are in the presence of Almighty God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that today, as we remember the sacrifice of others, we are also remembering the extent of your love for us. We remember that you sent Jesus into this world to show us how to live, to be a teacher who will teach us how to follow you, and through his death, to be the means by which our relationship with you is restored. Today, we also remember that you have given us your Spirit to be with us, to help us as we seek to follow Jesus, to live in your way. And we thank you that whether we are gathered together in a building, or whether we are in different places scattered but watching on screens, that you are still with us by your Spirit, and we are one in you. We pray that your Spirit will speak to us, bless us, and inspire us this morning. Amen. So, this morning I thought we could play a game. It's a memory game. There will be 16 items coming up on the screen, and I will invite you just for 20 seconds to look at them and try to remember as many as you can. And then, once you've had that 20 seconds, talk to the people around you and between you, see how many you can remember.
Don't forget any of these 16 items. You now have 20 seconds to name as many items as you can remember. How well do you think you did? There was a footprint, some Lego, a teddy bear, a cassette tape, an abacus, a stick, a needle, an artist's mannequin, a Rubik's cube, a wheelie bin, an orange, some pebbles, a computer mouse, a pair of glasses, a typewriter, and a bucket. So, how many did you get right?
So how did you do? Did you get into double figures? Did you manage all 16? If you did, you did really well. The easiest way of remembering, of course, would have been to have stopped the video and taken a screenshot, and then you could look at them at your leisure. There's lots of different ways that we have of remembering things. Years ago, people used to tie a knot in their handkerchief as a way of reminding them of something. The problem is that if you couldn't remember what the knot represented, you still couldn't remember the thing you were supposed to remember. Perhaps it's better to ask someone who's got a really good memory to talk to you and remind you. Maybe you're someone who writes lists, shopping lists and things like that. Or maybe you have lists of lists to remind you of all the things you're supposed to remember. We use diaries, don't we? To remind us of important dates and meetings and events coming up. And now, nowadays, of course, we've got phones and tablets and computers with all sorts of ways of reminding us, popping up messages left, right and centre to say something's happening. Remember this. Don't forget that. And today on Remembrance Sunday, we also remember through poppies, don't we? They are there to help us to remember, help us not to forget the sacrifice that people have made in war to win our freedom. On Remembrance Sunday, we use words like, we will remember them, or lest we forget. And as in a moment we share 2 minutes of silence together, we will remember. We will be reminded of the sacrifice that people have made, laying down their lives in order that we might be free. So I invite you, if you would like to stand and then to join in our 2 minutes of silence. The time will begin with the last post played on a bugle. And then after the 2 minutes of silence, there will be Reveille, the wake-up song. And then I'll lead us in the familiar words we often use at Remembrance Day and invite you to repeat the last line, we will remember them.
Friends, let us remember in silence before God all those who have died in war. Thank you. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
I invite you to pray with me. Father of mercies and God of all comfort, we pray this day for all those who continue to suffer because of war, widows, orphans, and all who are bereaved, the wounded, crippled, deaf, dumb, and blinded, the shell-shocked and the traumatized, refugees without home, work, or country. Grant to them all your healing and strength, your help and consolation. And use us in this service, we pray. God of hosts, yours is the battle against evil. Through the cross, yours is the victory over death. We come to you with memories of war and death, with scars of victory and defeat. By your Son, Jesus, who bears the scars of his victory, won not for himself but for others, grant us this day healing for the past and resolution for the future. So may your world discover and know that peace, which is your purpose for us all, that we may change. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Remembrance Sunday is a time when we are encouraged not to forget. But remembrance can also be a positive thing, not simply not forgetting, but actively remembering, actively thinking about someone or something. That's what Jesus had in mind when, at the Last Supper, the meal he shared with his friends just before he was arrested and killed, he said to them, "Do this in remembrance of me." Do you remember what he did when he said that? He gave them some bread to eat and some wine to drink. And he said that that represented his body and his blood, which in just a few hours' time would be killed and shed. When Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me," I don't think it was like the poppy so that we don't forget him. There's no way his friends could forget him. They'd spent 3 years with him. They'd seen him do miraculous things. They'd heard him say astonishing things. They'd been with him in the deepest moments and the most wonderful moments. They were never going to forget Jesus. Now, when Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me," I think he was talking about it in a slightly different way. Perhaps a better word would be commemoration, a reminder, a way of being prompted once again to give thanks, to honour him. When we share bread and wine in church, we are recalling the meaning of Jesus's death. We're refreshing our experience of him, and maybe we're reliving our memories of our relationship with him, sometimes because we need to say sorry for some of the things that we've done, but also to remember that because he died, we can be forgiven. Often after a funeral service, people gather together, family and friends of the person who has died. And usually around a meal, they remember that person. They share stories about them. "Do you remember when?" "Oh, what about when?" And maybe they laugh, maybe they cry together. But they remember. When Jesus met with his friends for the Last Supper, it was a similar sort of meal, but Jesus did things differently. Instead of waiting for after his death, he brought the meal forward before his death and joined in with them. They shared that special meal, the Passover meal, and during the meal, he took some bread. And when he'd given thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then a little later on, he took a cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." He wanted them to understand the meaning of his death that was about to happen. And even though Jesus was raised back to life 3 days after he was executed, we still remember him through bread and wine in church. In Baptist churches, we call it communion or the Lord's Supper. And when we eat bread together and we drink wine together in that way, we remember Jesus. Not because we've forgotten him, but because we want to reflect and be reminded afresh of the meaning of his death, to experience him afresh, and to remember our relationship with him and reflect on it. To remember that because he died, we can be put right with God. Now, you may not have some bread and wine with you right now, so I'm going to invite you instead just to pause for a moment on Remembrance Sunday and remember Jesus as I pray. Jesus, you said to your friends, "Do this in remembrance of me." We thank you that when we eat bread and drink wine in remembrance of you, we're reminded about you. We recall that your death was for a reason, to make it possible for us to be God's friends, even that he would call us his children. We thank you that your Spirit refreshes our experience of you as we eat and drink, as your Spirit nourishes us spiritually, even as we absorb the food into our bodies. And we thank you that the real bread and the real wine remind us that you too are really with us by your Spirit. Help us to remember you. Amen. If you're gathered together in church, you may share communion together now. If you're scattered around, maybe you don't have bread and wine with you. Can I invite you that when you have a meal a little bit later on, you pause for a moment. You may not have bread, you may not have wine, but just pause with the food. And perhaps if you're with other people, talk about Jesus. Remember some of the things about him. And as we do, so we'll be sharing in remembrance today. As we close, I'd like to use the words known as St. Patrick's breastplate. Christ be with me, Christ within me. Christ behind me, Christ before me. Christ beside me, Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ in quiet, Christ in danger. Christ in all hearts of those that love me. Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Amen.
One of my favourite hymns, which I've chosen this morning, is, "O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands hath made." We're going to sing that now.
Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Through your woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on that cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and dare proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
From Psalm 19. My prayer for the week ahead. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. As you go out this week, you'll meet people, you'll say things, and our prayer should be that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in God's sight. Now we come to our closing prayer, and Barbara has joined me for this. Her voice is a lot sweeter than mine, so you'll hear her dulcet tones as well as mine. We're going to join together by saying the Lord's Prayer and then the grace. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we join together in saying the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.